Did the Jays dig the inning?
Google products are designed to help you find relevant local news. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.
This story caught my eye. I saw it first on Twitter, then I read a little bit about it in the pages of the Toronto Sun, and the origin of the story comes from a group of journalists in Ottawa called Blacklock's Reporter, and they do a fantastic job of sifting through, I don't know, I will conservatively say, tens of thousands of pages of government documents, freedom of information requests that they file. They read every report from every committee. They watch the courts, and they specialize in what's called documentary journalism. They don't necessarily track down hidden sources and get quotes from people. They look at the documentary record and say, you know what, on this day, this part of the government said and did this, and here's the emails to prove it. And what they discovered and are talking about today is the activities of a group called Farm Credit Canada. Now, Farm Credit Canada is a standalone, separate agency owned by the Government of Canada. And their job is to provide information, but mostly financing. They're a bank for farmers. So they provide farmers with lines of credit. They will finance purchases of new barns, new equipment, new livestock, the feed that and the inputs, the grains, the seeds that go into being a farmer. They're a bank for farmers, and they help them with all of that kind of stuff. But Blacklock's Reporter discovered during the Freedom Convoy, or shortly thereafter, that they were also tracking whether or not their customers were supporting the Freedom Convoy. And why would a bank want to do that? Well, we understand that some banks were told by the government under the Emergencies Act powers that they had to suspend accounts for some people who were donating or supporting the Freedom Convoy. But why would a bank that only helps farmers grow food for you and me to eat be involved in this at all? My guest who has uncovered this is Tom Korski. He is the managing editor of Blacklock's Reporter in Ottawa. Tom, welcome to the Jerry Agar Show.
Thank you, Mark.
So this is interesting in two ways. One, you guys discovered that Farm Credit Canada was doing something weird, and I'll ask you to explain to me what it was they were doing quite a few months ago. And then, but they told you they weren't doing it. They denied it. And then just recently, your story now is, well, you've got proof that they were lying to you about not doing it, and they, in fact, did it. What's the story?
Oh, Mark, with the and there's no way to make that pretty. This was a federal, this is a Crown Bank, as you mentioned, and they lied. And they had something to lie about. Even managers inside this Crown agency found this creepy. What did they do? The memo came down from the chief operating officer of this billion-dollar Crown Corporation, and it went right down the line. And the memo said, we want names. You find out any account holder, I'm quoting from the memo, expresses, quote, support of activity related to the Freedom Convoy. We want a name, and we want that account. You get that back to head office. Not in 20 minutes. Not tomorrow. If you become aware of a customer's involvement, report it immediately, unquote. Are you kidding me? This is a federal bank funded by the taxpayers of the country that is now going to keep a little blacklist on account holders based on their political views. That's Canada 2021.
Do they define what involvement means? Were they looking for people who had donated money to the Freedom Convoy, or were they looking at people who had put up a sign saying, go truckers, or you know, what was involvement?
There was no definition. It was jokers wild. In fact, there was some rather sad and funny internal emails. At one point, a manager says, I had a director tell me that a friend said, I think the Freedom Convoy guys are a great bunch of guys. And, quote, we didn't know what to do. But clearly we had to do something. You know, do we taser him? Do we write a memo? I don't know. But we got to get this name up to headquarters in Regina, because we just can't have people. Where are we, Mark? If people are just walking around expressing political opinions that are not approved by the federal cabinet, well, it's mayhem. That's FCC.
And have you uncovered yet any evidence of direction back from the bigwigs on what to do about these customers that are involved?
Well, ironically, they couldn't even do this right. What happened was, while it took them so long to get this blacklist operation in effect, Cabinet lifted the Emergencies Act. Even days after, they still had Mother's Little Helper managers sending, and they were creeping through account holders' Facebook pages. Here is a picture of a truck. I think this guy's an account holder. Get that name back to headquarters. Here's a picture of someone with a flag. I saw this on the internet. Get this back to headquarters. This was after Cabinet lifted the Emergencies Act. What became of those account holders, we don't know. We know this, though, Mark. Even the Canadian Bankers Association testified in Commons Committee hearings, if you wound up on a list, you will be flagged for word going forever. You are now one of those Freedom Convoy guys.
So I'm talking with Tom Korski. He's managing editor of Blacklock's Reporter. They do documentary journalism. So, Tom, when you say they were looking through account holders' Facebook accounts, you're not saying that because you think that's what they might have done. You've got emails that say that.
Here we see one. I'm reading from it. I got it right in my head. February 25th, unidentified manager at FCC. He writes in a staff email, I have identified two FCC customers that occupied Ottawa, and he lists them by name. Both had trucks parked in a blockade, and there are several photographs online. If sources are required, please let me know. He's sending that back to head office. What were these people doing in Ottawa? Well, apparently, they were parking irregularly. On their worst day, they would have been charged with mischief. What is this got to do with collateral and keeping up your payments at FCC? They made it their business. They were going to be a little political watchdog.
And so you identified this way back, I'm not sure when, maybe you can tell us, February or March, and you asked FCC about it, and they denied it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, it was the old Mark, your business and theirs. If you must say something, say the truth. If you insist on lying, don't get caught. Strike two on FCC. they did lie about it. They said we never compiled a blacklist. That's simply false. Well, we see in documentation that they did compile a blacklist. Not only did they compile it, report immediately any support of activity related to the Freedom Convoy. That was the direction from management. Mark, we heard about this originally from managers at Farm Credit Canada. They work there. They said to us, this is wrong. It's creepy. It has nothing to do with banking, even in writing. One manager writes in an email, why are we doing this? Why are we investigating the political views of our own clients? Makes no sense.
Tom Korski, I've got about 45 seconds left. So what's next in terms of this investigation? Are you going to follow up further, or has this now been lifted from your hands and thrown into the political arena and there's hell to pay?
It is worthy of parliamentary committee hearings. Unfortunately, the agriculture committees in this town are pretty close to FCC. Mark, at some point, I know there are serious legislators in all parties who are worried about what happened to privacy rights in this pandemic. They got shredded. Can they ever put the genie back in the bottle? That's a question, and that will loom large as we move on.
Tom Korski, managing editor of Blacklock's Reporter, thanks for bringing us this report.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, no matter where you stand on the protest, the Freedom Convoy, no matter where you stand on the Emergencies Act or the order to suspend banking accounts for people who are donating and supporting the convoy, I blanch at the idea that the government is turning civil servants into basically witch hunters. This smacks of, you know, what they do in Syria, in China, where, you know, here's a reward if you turn in your parents because they said something that was against the government. I don't like it.
What's the latest on the housing crisis?
Did the Jays dig the inning?
What's going on with passport lines?
Google products are designed to help you find relevant local news from reliable publications, big and small. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.